Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Alrighty, folks, it is a football Friday. It's the final one of the 2020 season. It's JJ After Dark, John Jastrzemski right here on the Fan. And to give you all of the ins and outs of Super Bowl 55, we welcome in my main man, who has been with us every step of the way from Two for the Money fame, Brandon Lang from BrandonLang.com. Brandon, my boy, how we doing?
We're doing good, buddy. You know, it's always an exciting time for me. There's guys that don't buy a pick from me all year, but when it comes to the Super Bowl, they unload and they buy the pick. And I guess that's what happens when you've hit the last six and your record's 25-3-2. The two pushes, of course, being St. Louis and the Rams when Kurt Warner had a horrible first half and they still won by seven, but the line was seven. And then, of course, Green Bay and New England, line was 14. New England was actually in that game until Desmond Howard returned the second half kickoff for a touchdown, and that game fell on 14-35-21. So two pushes aside, 25-3, six in a row, and this one has been a head-scratcher because there's so many intangibles, so many cases for both sides. This has been a tough one, brother. It really has.
Okay, now we get into the ins and outs of this game. You have a guy who's been money in the Super Bowl in Tom Brady. 6-3 all time. He's getting there with a different team. He's won three road playoff games. On the other side of things, you have the best player in football right now in Patrick Mahomes. Does the Brady Mahomes element of this game, Brandon, Brady's success, Mahomes being what he is, does that make it tougher to handicap in your eyes?
Well, let me break down the Tom Brady Super Bowl mystique quickly. 6-3 straight up, but 4-5 against the spread. So let's make sure we're – and understand, I was at Radio Row in Tampa on Wednesday. It was a ghost town. It was sad. I fulfilled my obligations, and then I got out of there like a fat girl in dodgeball without stopping at Mons Venus and making sure my squad was ready for the weekend, no pun intended. Tom Brady's not going to win this game. And I had somebody on Radio Row ask me, what is your success? You've hit six in a row. You're 25-3. Do you have a system? What is, you're so good at this game. What's your success? And I said, listen, I find a matchup that I think is the difference in the game. Last year, pretty easy. Mahomes versus Garoppolo. I'm losing with Mahomes. Year before that, Belichick versus Jared Goff. I'm on Belichick. Year before that, worst defense Belichick brought to a Super Bowl. I'm taking the Eagles plus six. Year before that, got lucky. I had New England over Atlanta, needed to come back, got lucky with that one. Year before that, Denver's defense versus Cam Newton. I'm going with Denver. And the year before that, I got lucky with Malcolm Butler intercepting and Pete Carroll brain fart with New England over Seattle. So, to think Tom Brady's going to play great in the Super Bowl, he's not. Tom Brady doesn't play great in Super Bowls. He has moments where he is great, but he's not. Think about it. He was garbage against the Rams. Had a good Super Bowl against Philadelphia, over 500 yards passing. But listen, he still lost that game. He was garbage for three quarters in the Atlanta Super Bowl, two touchdown drives in the fourth quarter. He was garbage in the Seattle Super Bowl, two touchdown drives in the fourth quarter. Lost both games to the Giants where he didn't play well at all. So to think Tom Brady's going to be the difference, he's not. He's not going to lose the game, but he's not going to be great for 60 minutes. So that's not the matchup. Hence the reason why every Super Bowl Brady has played in, it's been a close game. Let me say one more thing, and we'll be done with Tom Brady. They call him the GOAT. In 9 Super Bowls with the New England Patriots, how many touchdown drives has Tom Brady had in the first quarter? 0. In his 9 Super Bowls with the Patriots, how many points has Tom Brady put up in 9 Super Bowls in the first quarter? 1 field goal. So he's a slow starter. Now you think at 43 years he's going to come 43 years old he's going to come out and be God? No. So the matchup that I feel, and you can tell me what you think, is Tampa's D-line
against Mahomes. Totally agree, Brandon. Yep. That's the matchup to me that's going to win this game, and I'm wondering if you feel the exact same way. Tampa, in order to win, is going to have to be able to generate pressure without blitzing, because if you blitz Mahomes, you're going to get torched. I know it. You know it. We all know it.
Yep. Listen, they got to win first and second down, and they got to get in third and long. They're average at best on first and second down. Where they are good is they bring the heat and get there on third down. They're the third worst defense in the NFL against play action. Casey runs more play action than anybody. So first and second down is going to dictate what goes on. It's the Giants-Patriots Super Bowl all over again when I took the Giants plus 11 and said they were going to win the game outright because I said they were going to get to Brady. I released this game on my website, BrandonLang.com, at midnight tonight, and I got to ask myself the question, do I think that pressure can get there? Because if they can, the Bucs are going to win the game outright. And I tell people, if you like the Bucs, money line them. Last 11 Super Bowls, the point spread has not mattered.
Wow. When is the last, Brandon, the last one in which the point spread mattered, was it the Pittsburgh-Arizona game where Pittsburgh won, Arizona covered?
Absolutely. The 11 Super Bowls since, the team that won covered the number. The point spreads mean nothing. So if you like Tampa Bay, money line them. If you like KC, lay the 3.5. Or buy it down to 3 and don't get beat by the hook. And so for me, I'm 60-40 with my lean right now, and I have one last source that's going to call me in an hour, and he and I think alike. Brian Baldinger on the NFL Network. We always speak about the Super Bowl, and Brian and I agreed the Giants would beat the 18-0 Patriots. We're in Philadelphia together. But I tell you, this has been a tough one, brother. And it is funny because you and I exactly agree on the same thing. The defensive line of Tampa Bay, you're right. If they can't get there, that secondary of Tampa Bay can be had. And let's go back to Brady real quick. The second half he played against Green Bay was arguably one of the worst halves of football I've ever seen an elite quarterback play at that level with the 3 interceptions. But it wasn't the 3 interceptions. It was how bad the 3 interceptions were. Let me just throw stuff up for grabs when my team has the lead and try to lose the football game. It was as bad as I've seen an elite quarterback play. So it's on Mahomes and that offensive line. And here's what scares me. The last 28 games that Eric Fisher played, KC's 27-1. When he hasn't, they're 3-3.
Wow.
That injury is
That's a killer. Especially, yep. Brandon, with those two guys, JPP and Shaq Barrett, yep. That can wreak havoc. Curious if you would correlate these two. I think if Tampa's winning this game, it's going under. I think Kansas City is far more likely to win a game that goes over. Is that fair analysis?
I agree with that as well. I agree with that as well. The rumor around Tampa is that there's going to be rain in the morning. It's going to clear. They'll have a tarp on the field, and it's going to be like mid-60s. So weather's not going to be a problem where a couple days ago they thought it was going to be. I couldn't agree with you more. So at the end of the day, this could be one of the best Super Bowls we've seen for a while in the intangibles. Andy Reid versus Bruce Arians, Todd Bowles versus Steve Spagnuolo, the history of Spagnuolo versus Tom Brady, and Patrick Mahomes versus that defense. Man-to-man, my lean is towards, let's put it this way, if you go against Kansas City and they show up and play anywhere near the way they played against Buffalo, the game's a blowout. Because that Buffalo team came in on fire, absolutely on fire. And Mahomes and them down 9-0, blink, it was 21-9, just like that.
Brandon, so you think if you like Kansas, can you get cute with this game with Kansas City? Because they've had a knack, you know this, last 2 Sundays ago against Buffalo, last year in all 3 of their playoff games, they fall behind and then they kick it up another gear. You think there's value maybe in waiting on the Chiefs and getting them on the live line potentially?
I had somebody ask me that exact same question earlier in a radio show today, and I said no because of how notorious Tom Brady has started in games. Listen, week 16 against Atlanta, they were down 17-0 at the half, and they had a total of 4 yards total offense with 2 minutes to go in the second quarter. Think about that. Think about that. How bad is that against an Atlanta Falcon defense? Down 17-0 at the half. Now, granted, they got it going in the second half and came back and won the game 31-27. But Tom Brady is notorious a slow starter. So for us to think that at 43 years old, he's just going to come out on fire when he's been a slow starter all year long. I mean, listen, he had no touchdown drives of 70 yards or more in the Saints game. And he had one touchdown drive of 70 or more in the Green Bay game. That was the first drive of the game. So Tom Brady did not win the last two playoff games. His defense won the last two playoff games, and his defense is going to have to win this game as well.
What is your advice to anybody out there who wants to dive in on the prop market? There's so much, man. It's crazy. It's absurd. I feel like it gets more and more nuts with each passing year. What is your advice for anybody who's thinking, all right, Super Sunday prop market, let's get after it? How do you handle it?
I have some fun ones, and then I have 11 prop bets on my website inside that I'll post here later on. But there's two that I really like that we can make money with. In that 27-10 first meeting, Chiefs up 27-10 second half, Todd Bowles double team Tyreek Hill. They targeted Hardman 6 times in the second half. Over under catches for Hardman's 2.5. I think he gets there. Last year I targeted Damian Williams. I went over 3.5 catches. He had 7. I went over 54 yards rushing. He had 100 and change. I think Hardman at 2.5 catches go over the posted total because I think Bowles has got to try to take Kelce and Tyreek Hill out of the game. Mahomes is going to look for Hardman. Let's go over 2.5 catches. Total receiving yards, 25.5. I think there's incredible value with Hardman over 25.5. Those are the two that I really, really like. Kelce, anytime touchdown, -160. I think Kelce gets in the end zone just because that's who Patrick looks for. And Godwin to score anytime touchdowns +140. I think that could be somewhere where we're getting value as well. A couple fun ones for your listeners is who will be shown first during the national anthem, Brady or Mahomes, both -110. I think Brady gets shown first. Mahomes gets shown second. And last but surely not least, the over-under for dog commercials is 4. I'm going to go over the posted total. Because last year there were 8 dog commercials during the Super Bowl. But all BS aside, I think the two prop bets with Hardman, I absolutely love. I put some pretty good money on it, and I advise everybody to do that as well.
Yeah, I like that Hardman idea. I think that's terrific. Let me run two by you, Brandon. Curious to get your take on these. First of all, I went with the Buccaneers to convert a fourth down in this game. It's at -140. They've been aggressive throughout this postseason. I think they need to be aggressive if they're going to win this game. How do you feel about that one?
I do love that. As soon as you said Buccaneers fourth down conversion, I said,
yeah. Only laying 140, right? I mean, that's low value right there.
Yes, I like that a lot. That's good. What's the next one?
All right, the next one I'm giving you, because I think the total is just totally out of whack and it's crazy high. Mahomes passing yards. 329.5. I'm going under.
That could get dicey because if he gets hot, like you said, and they can't get there, that secondary can't hold up. He can put some chunk yardage together. Like you said, I don't know if I like that one as much because as you said, if KC wins this game, it's going to go over. And if Tampa Bay wins, it's going to go under. So if you're essentially taking Mahomes under the passing yards, what you're telling me is, you're going to rot, let that Tampa Bay 14-1 Super Bowl win you put in earlier this year. You're going to let it ride, baby. You're going to let it ride with Tampa Bay.
That's the direction I'm leaning. I got a buddy of mine who's trying to tell me otherwise. We shall see. Final one, Brandon Lang. Prop for the longest touchdown in the game. Total right now is at 48.5, but I looked. I think 8 of the last 9 years, this prop has gone under. I know it's 2 big play offenses. I know they hooked up on some big plays 2 weeks ago, but I think under 48.5 is the play. You riding with that one too or no?
That one I have no feel for, but then you reminded me of another one I like. Both these kickers got big legs, and the over-under for longest field goal is 46.5. I like over. Both these kickers are good. Both these kickers have big legs. Both these kickers have had monster years. I love over 46.5, longest field goal in the Super Bowl.
Brandon Lang, BrandonLang.com. So, Brandon, I know you're not ready quite yet to make a pick on this game. What is your lean right now? Like, if I said, Brandon Lang, you got to release it right here, right now, and I know you're very on the fence, the audience understands that. What's the lean?
I'd say my lean is towards KC. Only from the standpoint of Andy Reid versus Bruce Arians. Andy Reid, 2 weeks to prepare. Tom Brady at 43 years old hasn't been great in either playoff game so far. And mobile quarterback Taylor Heineke threw for 305 on this defense when they were healthy. I don't know if you want to be on the wrong side of Mahomes getting it going. And I feel like Jared Cook fumble, Tampa Bay's not here. The interception at the end of the first half where they missed the hold that led to the touchdown, Tampa Bay's not here. Brady just hasn't been impressive in these playoffs. And you're asking him at 43 years old to be impressive in the Super Bowl when he hasn't been impressive in these playoffs. You go against Mahomes, you're asking for trouble. But with that being said, Fisher being out and that offensive line against that D line, I just get this sneaky suspicion that this could get pretty dicey. Listen, I'll be honest with you. I wouldn't be surprised because Vegas has a ton of KC money. And they have a bunch of Tampa Bay futures. It wouldn't surprise me, as crazy as it sounds, if this game fell on three. If Kansas City won by three, and you could buy Tampa Bay up to +3.5, you can buy the Chiefs down to -2.5, and you get a middle with a 3-point game. I'm saying it on your show right now. It would not surprise me.
I like that, you know, Brandon. And that way, the books would be covered because they'd be covered on the futures, and they'd be covered on anybody who laid the wood and didn't buy the half point. So you're suggesting if you like Kansas City, would you buy that down to 2.5?
Absolutely. Always buy it underneath the 3 number. And if you like Tampa Bay, make sure you get 3.5 and protect yourself. I just have a feeling that the number's right, the number's tight, and I just get a gut feeling that this Super Bowl is going to fall on 3. Anytime Vegas needs something like this to happen, they get it almost every single time, and you cannot explain it. But that's why casinos are built, my friend. That's why casinos are built.
Brandon, it has been an absolute blast, bro, all year connecting and shooting the breeze and talking some football. I plan on doing it next year. Keep up the good work, and I hope one of these days I'm going to see you out in the desert, man. Have a couple cocktails.
A little Casamigos. And listen, bring your golf clubs. I got a couple of great private tracks I'll take you to. We'll go play Spanish. We'll go play Shadow Creek and My Tree. And we'll tee it up, and you're in my town. You're in my town of Vegas. You won't pull a dollar out of your pocket.
I like the sound of that already. Brandon, thanks again, bro. All the best, okay?
Got it, buddy.
There you have it. That's Brandon Lang. Great perspective insight on Super Bowl 55. We're back with more right after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.